the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. And Alex is excited about this. Apparently, a creepy real life story is now going to be made into a Netflix movie. What's the detail?
I saw this story when it first came out in 2014, like about this family. And I remember thinking, this is unbelievable that this is real. This family whose life kind of became a real life horror movie is actually going to turn into this horror movie on Netflix. Netflix just secured the film adaptation rights. So it is for sure happening. It's a New Jersey family. And the house that they bought is called the Watcher House. I don't know if that's a nickname they gave it because of these letters that they started receiving once they moved in, or if this style of house is called a watcher house.
Did the person that like lived there like make watches?
Well, yes. I think it's because the person that was sending them letters called themselves the Watcher. So this whole thing is basically tailor-made for the screen. So back in 2014, this family, and I don't know how exactly you say their last name, it's like the Brodesses or something, I'm probably butchering that, but they were
Snoop Dogg?
They bought this new house in Westfield, New Jersey. And I know producer Porkchop's from New Jersey, so maybe you know where this is, Westfield.
Yeah, that's actually like 20 minutes from where I used to live.
So they move in and they start getting these letters from this guy, or, well, it could be a girl, but an anonymous stalker who calls themselves the Watcher. And they start saying these things in the letters about how they want to eat their children. They've been watching them move in. Details about their family. Have they checked the walls yet since they've moved in? All this kind of really, really creepy stuff. And the family had no idea where these letters were coming from. The police were involved. Nobody could figure it out. Because they were saying, in time, you will find out what's in the walls. I am pleased to know your names and the names now of the young blood you have brought to me. Talking about their kids. Is that not the creepiest thing?
Did anything ever happen to anybody in the house?
Nothing ever happened, like, violently or anything like that. And the guy never, like, came into their house, as far as they know.
Then how are they going to make a movie if it's just a person writing creepy letters?
Well, so, I mean, that's what's scary, though. I'm sure they're going to elaborate a little bit, like you do for TV and movie stats.
Like, somebody's
got to
die.
Well, I'm sure something will happen. Maybe, you know, a pet will end up dead or something like they do in scary
movies.
Not
a pet. Dang, Alex.
Well, you know how they do in scary movies. So, but what's interesting is that they didn't move away, not because they didn't want to when they first bought this house 4 years ago, but because they felt like they were stuck, like, financially, because they had just bought this house. It's really expensive in New Jersey and all that, and, you know, cost of living is, like, insane.
And Westfield's a very, like, rich and wealthy town.
Yeah, it reminds me, this house kind of reminds me of, like, Amityville Horror, honestly, which is not New Jersey, but that's up in New York State. So, anyway, they did not move because of that, so they were stuck with these creepy letters, and they couldn't get out of the house, which is interesting. That kind of adds an element I think will be good for the Netflix movie. But be looking for The Watcher on Netflix here coming soon, maybe in the next year or so.